The truck floats slowly further in the sea, pitching on the waves like a little ship. Ree steers to the left and to the right, stepping on the brake and gas. But he cannot control the truck. A strong wind pushes it along the seashore. Ree and Mike do not know what to do. They just sit and look out of the windows. The sea water begins to run inside. "Let's go out and sit on the roof," Mike says. They sit on the roof. "What will Mr. Sun say, I wonder?" Mike says. The truck floats slowly about 20 meters away from the shore. Some people on the shore stop and look at it in surprise. "Mr. Sunday may fire us," Ree answers. Meanwhile, the head of the college, Mr. Wu, comes to his office. The secretary says to him that there will be a ceremony today. They will set free two seabirds after rehabilitation. Workers of the rehabilitation center cleaned oil off them after the accident with the tanker Big Blue Texan. The accident happened 1 month ago. Mr. Wu must make a speech there. The ceremony begins in 25 minutes. Mr. Wu and his secretary take a taxi and in 10 minutes arrive to the place of the ceremony. These two birds are already there. Now they are not so white as usually. But they can swim and fly again now. There are many people, journalists, photographers there now. In 2 minutes the ceremony begins. Mr. Wu begins his speech. "Dear friends," he says, "the accident with the tanker Big Blue Texan happened at this place a month ago. We must rehabilitate many birds and animals now. It costs a lot of money. For example, the rehabilitation of each of these birds costs 5,000 yuan. And I am glad to inform you now that after 1 month of rehabilitation these two wonderful birds will be set free." Two men take a box with the birds, bring it to the water and open it. The birds go out of the box and then jump in the water and swim. The photographers take pictures. The journalists ask workers of the rehabilitation center about the animals. Suddenly a big killer whale comes up, quickly swallows those two birds and goes down again. All the people look at the place where the birds were before. The head of the college does not believe his eyes. The killer whale comes up again looking for more birds. As there are no other birds there, it goes down again. Mr. Wu must finish his speech now. Ah, he chooses suitable words, "The wonderful constant flow of life never stops. Bigger animals eat smaller animals and so on. Ah. What is that?" he says, looking at the water. All the people look there and see a big truck floating along the shore, pitching on the waves like a ship. Two guys sit on it looking at the place of the ceremony. "Hello, Mr. Wu," Mike says, "why do you feed killer whales with birds?" "Hello, Mike," Mr. Wu answers, "what do you do there, boys?"
"We wanted to wash the truck," Ree answers.
"I see," Mr. Wu says. Some of the people begin to enjoy this situation. They begin to laugh. "Well,
I will call the rescue service now. They will get you out of the water. And I want to see you in my office tomorrow, the head of the college says and calls the rescue service.